Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. I'll be out at the coast this weekend. Very excited to hop over to Pelican and enjoy some cold brews and a little look at the coast.
There you go.
Let's jump right in today. If you have five quarterbacks, do you have any quarterbacks? Joining us now, Nick Wilson, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, at Nick Wilson says on Twitter, afternoon drive out there. Nick, good morning to you. We obviously have a local interest in this, man, with Dylan Gabriel and where he's at. I know he's banged up right now. How do you, like, from a 30,000-foot view angle, explain what's going on in that quarterback room right now?
Well, I hate to be the guy that starts this conversation by correcting the guys who were so graciously welcoming me on, but it's six quarterbacks.
Oh,
you forgot Deshaun, who's legally still on the roster.
Yeah.
And even though he might be in the witness protection program. No, I mean, the Browns, listen, it wasn't a great offseason for quarterbacks. There was one quarterback in the draft truly worthy of top 10 pick. It was Cam Ward. He went one pick before the Browns. And, you know, the only quarterback they could have maybe gotten better than Joe Flacco from a veteran perspective, or Kenny Pickett, was Aaron Rodgers. They didn't want that drama. Or Kirk Cousins, and the Falcons decided to play hardball with Kirk and try and get money and a pick out of it, and the Browns weren't willing to do that. So they ended up going by this numbers approach. We I think we can call it the dartboard approach, where, you know, they have their veteran bucket. That's Joe Flacco, who was here, you know, in 2023 and had some success. Kenny Pickett is in the reclamation. Could he be Sam Darnold? I don't think so. Could he be Sam Darnold bucket? And then initially they were only going to take a rookie, one single rookie. which would have made this a lot less confusing for people. And then Shador fell to the fifth round, so they took two. And in fairness, I can absolve them of one charge that they've been getting. Tyler Huntley is not here to compete. He's here because Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are banged up. So I think Tyler's just here to play in the second half of this preseason game on Friday. But it is the Browns, so he could go from the fifth stringer or sixth stringer today, and like 2 weeks from now, he could be the starting quarterback. That's just kind of the way this thing's set up to be.
Nick, I know we're going to ask you about Dylan Gabriel, and we know he's dealing with the hamstring, but like, can we just, I mean, at least for us, you're in Cleveland, man. You cover this. You see it every day. You talk about it. For us, this feels like a clear tank job of just, you said throw darts. Maybe that's what they're doing, but also feels like, yeah, we're cool. You know, we don't win a lot of games. We're in a good position. Quarterbacks are coming in next year. Where are you at of just like how you view what they're doing right now?
So I don't think it's a tank, because tank means you've like just gone through your roster and just slashed anybody that's made money.
Sure. Yeah.
They couldn't do that because they're in salary cap hell from the Deshaun debacle, you know, the worst trade in NFL history. So they've got guys like Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller and Jack Conklin, guys who have like one more year of real guaranteed money, and they're going to play that out, and then we'll see where they go from there. But specific to it, it's been so wild to hear the national media talk about the Browns, because they just ignore the fact that the quarterback room is Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and a third and a fifth round pick. So I don't, it's not a traditional tank to the letter of the law.
Yeah.
But I've been saying, like, are they going to let this play out? And if it starts to go bad, are they going to try and pull the nose up on it? No, I think they know that their quarterback is going to come in the 2026 draft, most likely. I think that was the root of the Travis Hunter trade down, going from 2 to 5 and taking that Mason Graham. And I think the only wild card in this whole scenario is Kevin Stefanski, who I think he knows if you tank or if you acquiesce to losing, you might be the guy that is like the sacrificial lamb on your way to Drew Aller or Lenoris Sellers or Cade Klubnik, or I don't think it's going to be Arch Manning because I think he's going to go back, but Arch Manning in 2026.
Interesting. We're talking with Nick Wilson, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, at Nick Wilson Says on Twitter. I have read such wildly different things on Dylan Gabriel through the start of training camp. Of some reports saying how great he looks, others saying he doesn't even belong on an NFL roster, and I'm like, what? Where is the truth here, Nick? I know he's banged up right now. What's the read on Dylan Gabriel?
So I think, okay, listen, I've been out of camp 5 times now in the last 2 weeks, and I can tell you he's not looked good. It's just, you know, he has looked bad, yeah. But I think people have missed kind of the point here. The Browns are putting, I've been calling it like stress tests. They've been putting Dylan in these situations where it's like, let's see if you can handle what we give you today. And again, he hasn't looked good. But that's different than what they've done with Shador. They've got kind of training wheels on Shador, and they've given him kind of scraps. And so, like, Shador's trying to pass the basic test of, can you handle these basic things we're throwing at you? Where I really think they're throwing the kitchen sink at Dylan. And I think that's a sign that they think there's something there, and that whether it's week 1 or week 6, I think they are preparing to play him early in the season. And so I think people have made a lot about what happened early in camp. I think the next week to week and a half to 2 weeks is super important for Dylan, because if he starts kind of showing up, if he catches a rhythm, I love Joe Flacco personally. I think he's fun to watch sling the rock around the yard. I don't think Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett or Tyler Huntley or Deshaun Watson or any of the, I don't want to call them scrubs because they're NFL quarterbacks. They're more talented than I am. But any of the guys that they have ahead of them in the room, because here's the kicker. Kevin Stefanski really likes Dylan Gabriel.
Okay, so let me ask you about Shador. Outside of some speeding stuff going on off the field, it feels like he's kind of been somewhat respectful and, you know, I need to earn my way. I don't want my dad here because I'm not really playing a lot. I need to make my way up there. The depth chart got released. He's 4th on it. Do you think Shadur sees the field this year as a starting quarterback? For, I mean, barring it, you kind of need injuries to play a factor, I guess. But do you envision Shadur getting snaps in the regular season, or is this something where he's scout team guy?
I think the only way Shadur doesn't see snaps in the regular season is if Joe Flacco has another 2023 run in him, or if Dylan locks down the job. And because I do think Dylan's going to see the field first.
Yeah,
I think he has the benefit of the head coach believes in him, and I think Andrew Berry, their GM, drafted Shadur. And I think that difference is why Dylan's getting the chances he's getting and Shador's getting the scraps he's getting. So, yeah, I mean, I think for Shadur to see the field, Dylan and Joe have to, on some level, fail. Whether that's fail to win games or just fail to look good, I think any mix of those two things, and I think it's probably closer to like a December thing, you know, last five games of this year. But yeah, I would, at this point, I don't think the team's going to be that good. I think they're a 3-win team, and people act like I'm Dracula for saying that. I think this is a bad team, and I think there's going to be a situation that unveils itself at the end of the season for Shadur. And listen, again, I think that's all tied into they really want to give Dylan that chance first, because I think Stefanski's all in on Dylan Gabriel.
Can I ask you quickly, the owner came out and he's not, you know, we kind of make fun of him out here. I'm sure you guys have those moments as well out there. But he comes out and he basically was like, Shadur's not my pick. And I don't know what to believe with that guy, because he said a homeless guy told him to pick Johnny Manziel once upon a time. What say you of how the owner handled that moment, and just in general, what it's like kind of watching this franchise operate, knowing that that guy is in charge?
I mean, the Haslams are a complicated bunch of individuals. I think Jimmy and the ownership group is in a better spot now than they were, where every 2 years they were firing every head coach and GM under the sun. But Jimmy is still involved, and Dee is still involved, and their son-in-law is still involved. And there are, I think we've gone from Jimmy's too impetuous to there's too many cooks in the kitchen. And that, like, Andrew Berry is not drafted very well here, and that's a problem. And that could cost him his job. Kevin Stefanski has got 2 playoff appearances in 5 years. If you follow up 3-14 with another 3-14, the NFL says that's your booty. But all that being said, I think the NFL media has feasted on, you know, Jimmy Haslam he constantly reaches in and dictates things. I think it's far more convoluted than that, because I think the problem now is there's just so many Haslams. I make the joke on air. I'm like Cletus, Billy Joe, you know, Sally Sue. And they don't like that, by the way. Believe it or not, they don't like those Southern jokes made by some jerk in Ohio. But no, I think there's so many people in that room, and I think that's now become, not, it's not a disaster, but a new complicating factor if you're a football guy trying to do your job.
But it's funny to me, Nick, that you mentioned that you think they're going to win 3 games this year, and then people are calling you Dracula. I would argue, if I were a fan, 3 wins would probably be the best outcome. Like, you're in a division with Lamar and Joe Burrow, gives you a chance to go get a quarterback.
Steelers might be good.
Like, you clean house a little bit. You mentioned some of the salaries that are coming off the books. You got to solve the quarterback issue first and foremost, so that's probably the best outcome. But it led me to another point, because I deal with this of Blazer fans, and we only are kind of a one-show town here with an NBA team. They've done nothing relevant in essentially a quarter century, 30 years. Haven't been in the NBA Finals since the early 90s. They haven't won a conference finals game in 25 years. Yet there are still some people year in and year out who always think this is the year and go in eternally optimistic. It's been beaten out of me as a fan. You're telling me there's still that segment of Browns fans that go into the year like eternally optimistic, like this could be our year? How dare you predict 3 wins?
Yes. Now, in fairness, this year, it's been, how dare you say they're a 3-win team? They're a 7-win team.
Yeah.
But we, right before camp, we had a run of like a week where we had guys come call in and just be like, you're an idiot. Can't you see this is a 10-win team? Joe Flacco gave you, you know, we went 5-1 or 4-1 back in 2023. Wow. He's got the magic. Stefanski. And here's the thing. I try really hard not to fan shame, because if you can't be unrealistic about your team, what's the point of being a fan? Much like you, the truth has been beaten into me because I'm so close to how this thing runs.
Right.
That you see, like we put these teams on a pedestal and we act like they're all, you know, they're omnipotent and omniscient and they do everything just for winning. And there are no egos and there are no power plays involved. And it's like, okay, think of your workplace. It's just as potentially dysfunctional as that. And then add a couple billions to the mix and add the football ethos and ego to everything. And by the way, basketball is the same way, baseball is the same way. And so if a fan is pure and thinks, oh, they're trying to win, of course they are. I believe everything they're saying. I think they're delusional. But I wish I had that same level of delusion because I've been behind, I've been in the butcher shop for so long. Mm-hmm. I know what you do with the lips and all the other parts and those turning into hot dogs and how that happens.
True or false, the best quarterback in the state of Ohio is Julian Sayin. What have you heard about him in camp?
Oh, this is wild. This is starting to really remind me of 2023 where Kyle McCord was basically given every roadmap to the job over Devin Brown, and then it went into like the Akron game before Kyle McCord stole the job, as it were. I've been a Lincoln Keenholz dude for a minute because he's got a great story as being like a 3-star athlete from North Dakota. It absolutely is pretty alarming that we're out of training camp and Julian Sayin hasn't been able to beat out a 3-star, I think it's a redshirt sophomore or junior from North Dakota. I kind of thought Ohio State being ranked 2 was a little bit of magician's work. I think they're probably more of like a 7th or 8th ranked team, given what they lost after the national championship. But here's the thing. Last year, it didn't really matter who the quarterback was because they had a super team around him. Well, you still have Jeremiah Smith. You still have young receiver talent. You're replacing a new offensive line, a new defensive line, your whole starting running back room. Like, this kid needs to be really good, and I don't think he's blowing him out of the water, and that has me concerned for week one against Texas, who I do think is legitimately the top 3 and arguably the best team in college football.
Interesting. Great stuff. Nick Wilson, at Nick Wilson, says on Twitter, Afternoon Drive, 92.3 The Fan, out in Cleveland. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for the time, man. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
There you go. Nick Wilson from Cleveland, the Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Are you, like me, heading out to the coast this weekend? We'll stop by one of their 4 coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. I don't know what the bigger takeaway is there.
Dude, I think it's
that was like an absolute curveball. I was all ready to do an NFL segment. Let's talk about Dylan Gabriel and how he's been bad and the quarterback room is terrible.
But he's Stefanski's guy.
But he's Stefanski's guy and they're throwing a lot at him, so maybe he's just overwhelmed.
I was throwing a softball for him to go, yeah, it's crazy. The Ohio State quarterback's the best in the whole state of all the quarterbacks. And he's like,
this guy kind of sucks.
Which is not what I had seen, but that dude's he's there. Connected. He clearly cares.
We got a lot of quarterback things to talk about out of the state of Ohio.
Who knew?
Let's get to it next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works.
The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Well, a lot to react to there from Nick Wilson. Great stuff from him from Cleveland.
Football booty.
Look, the Browns are... Did we get that drop? Has that been pulled? Okay, Swag's working on it. The Browns are a dumpster fire.
Yes.
Like, it's a joke of an organization. How any Browns fan could go into the year and be like, guys, you're an idiot. They're going to win 10 games this year. I want to study that person's brain.
I mean, dude, come on. That's any How fan of that... any team in any city.
But of all the there's a handful of teams that deserve the benefit. Like, all right, I'll be optimistic.
Last time they had Joe Flacco, they went to the playoffs.
They did, and so what happened in the playoffs?
Look, but the players...
They've won one playoff game since returning as an organization.
The players he
How
named...
How are you still optimistic?
Because the players he named under contract are defensive players. They signed Myles Garrett back,
I mean,
right?
I was once a child, too. Grow up, Peter Pan. At some point, we stop believing in things because they shouldn't be believed in, and that includes being optimistic about our sports teams year in and year out.
But Nick is right. Like, we're exposed as butcher shop people. Like,
sure. Yeah. To me, it's not even necessarily about how much I know about what goes on behind the scenes. It's more about, like, why would I just... Because if I get my hopes up on the year that you're going to have, then I'm going to eventually be disappointed because I know that you're not going to live up to the hopes that I have.
Well, some people want to get mad, so they have to find a reason to brew it up.
And I just decide to be negative at all times because then it's a much happier headspace to be in. Okay. You can't let me down. I'm already down here. I'm not getting my hopes up on you. That was fun. Like, I know that you're right, that's what a lot of fans do, and that exists in every fan base. It's just like, of all the teams that you could stop being optimistic about, wouldn't the Browns be near the top of the list going into a year?
All the teams in pro sports, they're certainly in the conversation.
They've done nothing in 25 years. Yes. Like, all right, you know, I'll believe it when I see it kind of thing. That's where I would be. Very interesting, though, at the end where he's mentioned Julian Sam, who is one of the guys competing for the starting job at Ohio State.
I was just asking that to see the hype up, and
just
he
how big
just
of a deal.
Went left.
And he also did not go to Big Ten. So Dante Moore didn't go to Big Ten Media Days. Neither did Julian Sam. Usually when quarterbacks are in a battle, you have a name of starter, you're not going to take them.
Also, first-year guys, not always the choice there. It's the experienced dudes that you're very grateful.
So Julian Sam, for those who don't know, he's at Ohio State. He was originally a commit to Alabama, and he went to Alabama. I think he was a winner commit, a winner enrollee. And that was right when Saban retired. So he was on campus, one of those guys, I want to say for like a month, and then Saban retired. And when the coach retires or moves on, the portal's wide open to you. You can do whatever you want. And it was at that moment that he transferred to Ohio State, sat last year, and he's been viewed as the next coming Ohio State quarterback, the next in line.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't end up having that big of a year, or if he is truly struggling in camp, this isn't just an Ohio State thing. This is everybody in the top 10. You can say this about Dante Moore, about CJ Carr at Notre Dame, Ty Simpson at Alabama. You go up and down the list. If those guys aren't living up to the hype or having above average seasons, it totally changes the expectation and the outcome for all of those teams.
So in talking to Nick, I'm reminded of how kind of stupid most of this stuff is. And what I mean by that is you ask him, hey, how's Dylan Gabriel looked? And he can give you an answer. because like you and I have Noah Seahawk practice.
It's open.
It's open. You get to watch.
You go watch practice.
In college, nope. So like you're sourcing out, or his tea leaf reading is they haven't named him the starter, so that probably means he's not having a great camp. If he was amazing, they'd have said it.
Yeah.
And that could be right. It also could prove to be wrong. I do find it odd that we're allowed to watch NFL practices, but college practices have to be behind closed doors. And God forbid you ever mention you saw anything.
The second the Jordan Burch injury thing leaked out of Oregon's practice last year, remember going into the Ohio State game?
I remember that.
Things were already on lockdown. They're going to have like an iron dome over that thing this year.
100%. Like I just saw Justin Fields, full teamwork, last three practices, 15 of 43, two picks.
Yeah, we have the video of Caleb Williams not being able to hit the little targets in the thing and then turning around all pissed off and everybody's got to react to it.
Right. So, like, the pro leagues is like, we don't care, watch, you know, we're still going to out game plan you. And college is like, shh, don't say anything. You're not allowed in here. This is Area 51. I mean, it might be right. And if it is, that's pretty wild.
It's a big deal.
Because that would be out of left field. I'm kind of curious now about this, what's the kid's name? The North Dakota kid that he just mentioned?
Keinholds. Lincoln Keinholds, I think is his
name.
Keinholds. He played a couple of years ago.
The name sounds familiar. I'm curious now to watch him play. They're going to play a patsy at some point after Texas, and we'll get probably more playing time from him. But man, if San's not the dude that he's kind of being hyped, like Jeremiah Smith was my reference point. He's most accurate. He looks great. Like that was how I just took away that he was as a quarterback because we're not allowed to get this stuff. So shocking in many ways to hear somebody in the media say, yeah, man, they haven't named him. Doesn't sound like it's going extremely well.
No, this would have been 2 years ago. So I think McCord had probably already hit the portal by then. He came in their bowl game. They were in the Cotton Bowl 2 years ago against Missouri. They lost 14-3. They couldn't do anything offensively. This is a year that they lost to Michigan on the road, and Michigan won the national championship.
Yeah.
He went 6 of 17 for 86 yards in the game.
Okay.
So he played. He's been on campus for a couple of years. I remember the name from that game. And he was, I think, largely the backup last year because they tried to redshirt Sand, although I don't believe Keinholds, however you say his name, I don't think he took a snap last year, and Sand ended up doing it because a lot of their games that were supposed to be blowouts didn't end up being blowouts. It was kind of an interesting year for Ohio State until the end of the season.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're so spot on getting the read on it. It's difficult to do because we don't get a look in practice, and you're relying on texting people and trying to find inside information about how guys are looking, and teams and programs are so guarded with this stuff. I do find it fascinating going forward in the next couple of weeks. We're, 18 days away from week zero?
Yeah.
So we're about 25 days away from the start, everybody playing, right? Mm-hmm. Oregon State, Ohio State, all these teams. How long does it take each of them to name a starter? How many of them do we have solidified by week one? How many of them linger into week one? His point on McCord is valid, and it's interesting. McCord ended up having a really good year at Syracuse, but he wasn't named the starter, I think, until kind of either the day of the game or kind of went into that first Akron game. How many of these guys end up splitting time in their first game? Ohio State can't do that. They open with Texas.
Yeah.
So you don't play Montana State where you can say, hey, we'll go two quarters here, two quarters there.
Right.
You got Texas right out of the gate. I'd imagine you'd want a starting quarterback for that game. It just is an interesting thing over the next month with so many teams in the top 10 having open quarterback battles in a way that maybe we haven't seen in a long time.
I think the tough part, too, is for young players and some dudes like this doesn't matter. That kid right now, if it's not named prior to Texas, is going to go into the Texas game feeling that if I don't play well here,
if I'm bad and we lose,
I could be or next week.
Yes.
And so I think that's a tough thing, too, is not every player responds to that with some dominant performance, especially when you go against a defense the caliber of Texas.
Right.
So, you know, pressure gets built on these dudes. Oregon's going to probably go into Montana State with the or.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be Dante Moore, right? But like,
that's what I'd be curious. Like, do they name an actual guy the week before the game, or is it truly an or going into the game?
It's so easy to say, not being a football coach, I would kind of want to lean on just naming one.
I would too.
I wouldn't want to put that in that. I wouldn't put it in the air, you know what
right.
I mean?
If one guy struggles, you can always pivot if you need to, but I would rather have it solidified in the locker room going into the first game of the season. This is the guy we're going to ride with.
Also, some programs just do it as gimmicky and like, hey, we're going to throw them off. They won't know who's starting. Like, yeah, they're going to take a good guess, though.
Very true. Interesting stuff from Cleveland. Julian saying not running away with the job at Ohio State. And the Browns, to his credit, we were corrected. They have six quarterbacks on their roster.
Six.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of
Don't count that one because I don't think he'll ever play another snap.
No.
Like, knowing Gabriel was Stefanski's guy.
Yeah.
That's interesting because a lot of why Baker left was playing through the injury, not playing well, and then there was some little locker room. There was also a little bit of, like, he's kind of too small.
Undersized guy.
Gabriel is smaller than Baker Mayfield, so I find it interesting that this is Stefanski's guy, but it also sounds like, according to Nick, Shadur playing in December is a real possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one where you just appease the fans at some point in the year if the boo birds are loud enough and your season's bad enough. And people 100%. Keep, it's like everybody's chanting Tebow, everybody yep. Shadur. You just put him in, like, here you go. Go throw him to the wolves. It's a bummer for Gabriel. I'll be curious if he ends up playing because I think he's dealing with a hamstring injury he pulled running at practice.
Well, they're all banged up.
They're
right
all
now.
Banged up, yeah. He's not. Some of them have dead arms. He's got a hamstring injury, I believe.
Yep.
And that's if you end up missing a preseason game for that, like, those are vital for these guys. So that would be a bummer. I want to get to a couple of NBA notes randomly. By the way, Mail Sack coming up at 9:15. Get your questions in 503-864-6326. Sports, non-sports, whatever you want to know about the show. Don't matter. Fire away. We'll answer them coming up at 9:15. I've had a hard time with this. I'm wondering if I'm alone there. Also, just what do we make of the future of this situation? That is all next.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
All right, welcome back in. 8:37. Mail Sack coming up 9:15. Have we heard back from one Jason Sakanik on his squat numbers?
Oh, yeah. He said his max squat, I'm assuming this is in the NFL.
Like peak playing days.
Like peak Sakanik.
Right. I'm an NFL player.
630.
630 was his max.
For the 6'4".
Okay.
probably 300-pound offensive lineman, all-pro American,
yeah,
who then, like, got to go to the NFL.
Good football career. Good little career.
I'd say great.
I think they would
I'd say great.
That's what they would call that. I'm having a hard time with this, and I know this is, I would just want to acknowledge this is a me problem, but you guys follow the sport closer than I do, okay, and I'm wondering if you also suffer from this problem as well.
Yeah.
I ran into this for the first time when we somehow, for some reason, debated Desmond Bane for an hour on the show, something I never thought would happen. But we did.
You poo-pooed Desmond Bane.
It wasn't necessarily poo-pooing.
It was sucked.
It was the idea of trading 5 first-round picks for Desmond Bane, and it connects to this story.
It's a lot of picks.
It's a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a contract handed out yesterday in the NBA.
Yeah, this was actually debated before he got it, of like people going, are they really going to give it to him? And then, boom.
They did.
It happened.
They did. I had a very hard time with this, and I'm wondering if this is just me needing to learn or readjust the way that I view value in the NBA.
Yeah.
Similar to Desmond Bane now being worth 5 first-round draft picks.
Uh-huh.
And De'Aaron Fox agreeing to a 4-year max extension for worth $229 million.
So it's the max he's allotted.
Max, yeah, because all of this is set out in the CBA. If you accomplish X, Y, and Z, if you're with the there's all sorts of parameters on how much. There's the super duper 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 maxes. Mm-hmm. This is the De'Aaron Fox max. Am I alone in this bubble of looking at that and laughing and saying, how on earth is De'Aaron Fox worth a 4-year, $229 million deal?
Yeah, no. You're not alone.
Because he averaged, and he's a good player.
19-7. Basically.
In San Antonio. Yeah. When you combine the numbers for the year, it was 23-6.5. Which are good. He's a good NBA player.
Yeah.
4 years, 229?
I think we could point to a lot of players in the league where we're getting to the $200 million contract, and you go,
that guy, huh?
Well, this is a function just of, I mean, and then the new...
I get it. Again, I get it.
The new TV thing, and your roster billions is of dollars. So small.
I mean, is he a 50 to 55 plus million dollar a year player to you?
No. I mean, the number's absurd. The number itself is absurd.
Not in any world is he worth that.
Well, I mean...
Even at his peak when he was in Sacramento, he wasn't worth that.
Look, he's certainly... I told you, people have been debating this on podcasts of like, are they going to really give him that offer? And like,
Is it because you can? I mean, because when is Wemby going to? Wemby's eligible after this year, right?
Well, he's the scoot year.
He's right, so he can technically get a massive extension this year.
Yes,
I'm assuming.
But it wouldn't go into effect for
a year and a half,
one
right,
or two more
like
seasons.
That is, yeah.
Because I thought the
rookie deals are 4 years,
first
right?
Round. I thought they were 4 with an option.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, okay, maybe it is.
I thought that you could get it out to 5. Maybe I'm confusing it with the NFL.
Let me see if I can find his contract. But that was the other thought of, like, I'm sure they wouldn't have, like, the Spurs are smart. They're not going to do this if it limits the ability to retain talent around Wemby.
I bet you they would tell you they still think this is a tradable contract, too, if they need to, because Harper could pop.
Yeah, probably.
If Harper pops. The other part is we didn't actually see, I think somebody broke this down. You go look at how many games Wemby and Fox played together.
So it's 3 years with a club option for a 4th year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so next year Wemby will get the
next
massive
year will be his club option year, and you usually get the extension going into your option year that gets picked up, and then the next year is when the big deal kicks in.
Yeah, because Franz just signed the $200 million deal for Orlando, and now he just had his 4th season. So
right.
You're right at that line of having to pay these guys. Look, you can make an argument he's not worth it. I'm not actually going to argue against you. I'll argue against you with Bane because I think Bane can put an Orlando over the top.
Yeah, and that ends up being worth 5 first-round picks if it happens, yeah.
If you get to the NBA Finals, I mean,
win a playoff series, how about there, and then get to the conference finals, then it's sure, I got no problem with it.
If he gets hurt, it's a different conversation. This one was tough because there were a lot of people that were like, you want to do that?
I just think I need to readjust the way that I view the league with these.
Yeah.
Because this is just the CBA. And I get it. I understand
it's the Joe Johnson
it,
effect, but it's $100 million more than when we got Joe Johnson $100 million contract.
What?
Yeah.
He's a good player. He's a good little player, De'Aaron Fox.
Well,
I mean, but how many?
It's just bananas.
I mean, that's just it. If your salary cap, you know, if your pool of salary
keeps going
up and up, and you really only have to pay 8 guys on your team at any one time.
Well, really, the teams are going to have to choose: do we pay just 2, or can we stretch to 3 and fill in the spaces? I think this guy's a better player, and I would certainly think the upside's higher. How did you react when Chet Holmgren got 5 years, $250 million?
Yeah, I mean, I had a very similar reaction. It's, like, he's a good player. He's young. I get the upside gamble, but like,
that's just what the market is.
May never be more than a three on a team.
Yeah, no doubt
this
about
it. This is what the NBA is now, man. The $200 million deal is approaching how people reacted to the $100 million deal.
Without a doubt. We just got to change our expectations. The cap hit for the first 4 years, what he's going to bring home, De'Aaron Fox, 49, 53, 57, 61. Last year of the deal, it's the highest it gets, and the percentage of the cap is 32% of the cap. So
I'm trying to look up how many players right now in the NBA have $200 million contracts. I mean, it's
got to be a pretty long list at this point.
It's
now,
grown.
I imagine,
yeah,
right?
It's grown quite a
pretty
bit.
Pretty decently sized
so
list.
So let me see this. We've got this one's from BetMGM. Okay, here you go. I'm going to list them. Tatum, is $200 million or more.
$200 million or more, okay.
Tatum,
yep.
Brown,
yep.
Jokic,
yep.
Cade Cunningham,
mm-hmm.
Evan Mobley, Anthony Edwards, Halliburton, Barnes, Franz, Devin Booker, Kat, Curry, Doncic, LaVine, Trae Young, Embiid, Ananobi, George, Murray, Ball, Maxey. Add Fox to that list.
That is a fascinating list.
Oh, add Chet to that list.
OG Ananobi's a $200 million guy?
$212
million on his deal. Bananas, man.
I'm just saying, like, this list is good,
dude. Go be a good NBA player. Make $200 million a year.
That's definitely obtainable.
It's easy to do, especially when you're born 5'7", 5'9" in heels. But there you go. De'Aaron Fox got a 4-year, $229 million deal. I'm adjusting. I'll get there eventually. This is a me problem. I grant you that.
That's your booty.
That's a little booty.
That's a lot of booty.
That's a lot of booty for deer.
That's a fat booty, man.
That is a lot of booty. Keep your mail sack questions coming in. We'll get to those coming up at 9:15. Let's dive back into the NFL, some training camp noogies next on 105.1 FM, The Fam. All right, welcome back in, 8:49. Hope your Tuesdays are going great. Mail sack right around the corner. It'll be a double sack day, as it usually is. I'm going to go somewhere in the next 20 minutes. That's open-ended. Explore your own space. See where it takes you. Because there's two different thought bubbles that I have going on, and I'm wondering if these are two of the bigger storylines, or are there bigger ones that entice me more? So on the one hand, I have J.J. McCarthy getting announced that he will be playing in the Vikings' first preseason game.
Saw that.
Not a surprise,
yeah.
Right? Healthy, ready to go. Fascinating year ahead for J.J. McCarthy.
Played in it last year, tore his meniscus.
He had a couple of nice highlights. Remember
the touchdown pass.
The long touchdown pass. Like, hey, J.J. looks pretty good, and boom, done. ACL out for the year.
Right.
And then I have the Jaguars head coach,
Duval.
Telling me Travis Hunter, yes, indeed, can win Offensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year in the same season.
I will have to literally find...
What will you eat if that happens? Can we come up with something crazy? Because it will not happen.
The closest thing to crow that you can find, I will not actually eat a crow.
You don't want to be Tallahassee dog poop guy? You're not going to go quite that far?
No.
No.
Look, I think Travis Hunter is going to be a great football player. I just don't believe in taking him that high because I think it's largely going to become a DB.
Yeah, tend to agree with you there.
You need a lot of injuries to happen, I would assume, for him to be an O-poy and D-poy.
Yes.
And maybe he will truly stand out.
All the
wide
receivers to flop, all the running backs to flop, all the defensive, like, Abdul Carter did not have a good year. Like, you need a lot of stuff to go your way.
Well, he will. He's a giant, of course. He's going to have a great year. But I think Hunter's going to be a very good player.
Yes.
If he wins O-poy and D-poy, For rookies, like,
that would be one of the craziest.
Put him
years
in the Hall of Fame right now.
1 year in, I'm fine with it. Build the bust. What do they call those? The bust.
Build the bust.
Build the bust.
Build the section and put a bust in there.
He can have his own wing if he pulls that thing off in his rookie year.
Give him more Dick's commercials where he splits himself in two.
All for it. So this would be open ended in this segment, and we might carry it over. But those two thoughts are kind of rattling around in my head. Look, we're sickos. We all know that we're sickos. It's week one of preseason. We'll probably watch on and off, right? You're going to have a game on. You flip around. You'll be watching highlights. What are you most curious to find out this weekend? Not to find out's wrong word. Wrong word. What are you most curious to just see what it looks like this weekend?
Yeah.
Caleb year two.
I think Cam Ward.
Is Cam
Ward even playing?
I don't. They have not said yet. I don't know yet. I would play him, but that's my two cents.
I would just want to. I mean, he may not play too
Cam
much
Ward. Is
the
it
first
for you,
quarter,
huh? Number one pick,
that
Tennessee.
He's your guy, but at the same point, just going through, leading the team out of the tunnel, getting in, like starting a game, getting through all that, whatever, allow him the opportunity to go through some of the nerves or whatever. So the very first time he's doing it is not week one of the season.
I think I'm with Swag in this sense.
The Titans are at the Buccaneers on Saturday.
2.5-point favorites.
None of that matters. It's just about him going out there and starting to establish taking command of the offense.
I just want to see, I guess, a couple highlights from the big players that we've heard. Like, I'd love to see Carter with a monster gifted sack. I'd love to see McCarthy sling it deep. I want to see what Cam Ward looks like in this stuff. But that's kind of it.
That's it for you?
Dude.
None of the, like, watching Travis Hunter and how many snaps he plays on either side of the ball doesn't,
it's preseason,
nothing for you at all.
I'll be at a game Saturday, but like,
you will be,
I'll catch some of these highlights. Thursday, I'll watch a little bit of the action, but I'm not
you know, the Brown, I just want to see what the Browns, you know, hopefully those guys can get in there.
Yeah, and Gabriel gets
what
to
the
play.
Rotation
I
looks
just
like.
See what they look like in an NFL offense against NFL sized, you know, defenders and all that.
I think what gets hard here is I know you're not doing it, but in a way, I feel like I'm telling you to calm down and remember that nothing happens in these first 4 weeks.
I will not calm down. So I will be very excited at every turn.
This is a question you go going into week one.
No,
what do
no,
you
no,
want
no,
to
no,
see?
No, no,
and
no,
then it
no,
like
no,
it
no,
counts
no.
and it no. matters. And
this
everybody's
counts.
Playing.
This counts and matters, man. Counts and matters.
All right.
What if Caleb Williams throws 3 picks for the Bears? You don't think people are going to freak out about that?
I love that you have him playing long enough to throw 3 picks in a preseason game.
I mean, he should. He was pretty dog-ass last year. Let's get the guy some reps going into year two. Why wouldn't we not?
Should all the rookie quarterbacks from last year play?
I would
in the
play
preseason?
All of them at least.
Like,
a quarter.
I should see Bo Nix Saturday at Levi Stadium?
Yes,
really?
Without a doubt. What has he proven? It's been 1 year in the playoff. NFL. That's great. For 1 year, so did RG3. How'd the rest of his
Should
career
Jane
go?
Should Daniels play?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Play, guys. Stop being cowards. I can't stand the NFL and where it's got with preseason football. Why would you not take advantage of every rep humanly possible to get your young? Like, there's certain guys. I'm not playing Patrick Mahomes in a preseason game. I'll give you that.
Remember once upon a time when we used to get that, though?
We used to get guys for an entire quarter.
We used to have a great country.
Yeah, you
I just
think,
don't understand. I don't understand why you wouldn't use one of the avenues to improve and take reps. And no, it's not real football. No, it doesn't matter
it's
that much at the end of the
risk,
day.
Man.
Sure, I get it. How many guys have had season-ending injuries in preseason football?
One of them's in Minnesota.
Can we stop? That was in practice, was it not? I don't think it was in the game. Was it in the game?
I'm pretty sure it was after their first game when he threw the tutties.
Yeah, I thought it was in practice, but maybe I'm wrong there. I thought
it was
a practice
up.
Injury. Yeah. But you can get hurt. That's my point, though. You get hurt at any time in practice. Somebody rolls up on you. Like, it's a violent sport. There is risk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking game reps. You can't duplicate those in practice.
It was during the game.
It was during the game.
It was like at the back end of the game.
Okay.
Which is why the 18 and going to 2 preseason games is eventually going to happen.
Yes. Well, yeah. It will definitely happen.
The 18 is so stupid.
And don't you poo-poo my preseason football takes. Don't you be a wet blanket.
Did you give me any takes?
I'm giving you all the takes.
What
right
are you
now.
Looking forward to?
I'm
going to
carry it over in the next segment. I got another segment of this. Damn right, dude. I got more of this. Waiting to go.
Yeah, I can tell.
Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. Preseason football.
How does Cam Ward not have one primetime game? Like, I know that team sucks, but like, he's
there
the number
be
one pick.
There should be one. It doesn't make
it's
any
crazy.
Sense. Mail sack coming up at 9:15. Get your questions in 503-864-6326. It'll be a double sack day, and we got a lot to get to. Final hour is next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.